And good afternoon. Brad Allen here with you, and I am happy to be joined by the head coach of the Oscoda Owls, Coach Mark Whitley. Coach, I really appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. We're glad to do it. Be in this position. Able to talk on the radio about our awesome Owls.
Right, so let's start with your awesome Owls so far for this season. 6-0, you run through an undefeated season that had to feel pretty good to make yourself really confident heading into the postseason.
Yes, sir. I think the kids have a lot of confidence right now. They realize that a team effort is just that. And we put a lot of effort into team. Every kid in this program is a contributing factor in our success. And we believe it. They believe it. And we're just going to keep moving forward with that thought in mind.
It was a strange season, Coach, when it came to whether or not there was going to be football with the changes and then, of course, the shortened season. This is a big year for you because you got some really strong senior leaders. How happy are you that some of your seniors are getting a chance to play this season when that didn't really seem like that was always going to be the opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very extremely excited to play. The seniors are extremely excited to play. You know, with this COVID-19 thing going on, we were really, really, really fortunate that, on a Friday, I handed out equipment and we brought it back in on a Monday and really thinking that we weren't going to have a chance until spring.
Right.
And so with that being said, knowing that we were going to have a 6-game season, the kids were excited. The seniors stepped up and they said, hey, let's take advantage of this opportunity. And I really think they've done just that.
You finished off your season against Houghton Lake. You made a road trip over to Houghton Lake. You faced a really good Houghton Lake team, Coach, where you got the win 24-6. So the season-long shutout is gone. But on average, what, you give up 1 point a game when you give up 6 in that last one. So talk a little bit about the defensive ability that your team has had, because people love to talk about your offense, which is really good, but the defense has really been a key for this team.
Yes, sir. We have our tremendous defense, and our motto is to get 11 helmets to the ball every play.
Mm-hmm.
We pursue, and we run downhill, and we make tackles, and then we get excited. And then when we do that, it just sparks our offense that is really electrifying at times. We throw the ball, we run the ball, we power the ball, and we've been able to do every facet of offense and defense. But you're right, we've really prided ourselves on defense, and we allowed a touchdown, and that's okay. Let's be real. We scored 298 points to the opponent. And anytime you do anything close to that, you have success. And I contributed to a really well thought out defensive plan. I think our defensive coordinator, Tucker Whitley, has done a great job with the kids and putting us in position to make tackles. I think our offensive coordinator, Dean Caldwell, has done the same thing offensively. We find holes. We exploit those holes. It's just been a really group effort from the kids, the players, the coaching staff, and just this community behind us is incredible. We had a send-off over to Houghton Lake. It's an hour and 45 minutes on a bus, and there was community members all the way down River Road, just about to 65, cheering, blowing horns, waving signs. And I'll tell you, anytime you got community support like that, it drives your defense. And it drives your offense. This community is awesome. I can't say enough about it.
Well, the community's excited to have a home playoff game, Coach, where this is the second year in a row. It's only the second time, last year being the first, that Oscoda has hosted a playoff game. What would it mean to the program, and what would it mean to you and your team if you guys were able to pick up the win on Friday night?
Well, it'll mean a lot, that's for sure. It's been years and years. I think, like you said, 1999, they got their first and only district win. And we need this home district win to move on. We're in that situation where it's win or go home. The kids are aware of it. We're on our home surface. The field right now is gorgeous. If the rain stays away, just a beautiful facility. And community's out. We're sold out of all the tickets that we're able to sell. There'll be an overflow outside of the fence. It means a lot to this program and this community to win a game and move on.
What's the game plan against St. Louis? You have a very good team both through the air and on the ground. I mean, the weather may cause a factor, or maybe you can't put it up in the air as much as maybe you would like. But, what's kind of your mindset heading into facing the Sharks this Friday night?
Well, we're going to go in with a balanced attack. I think, unless it downpours, we'll throw, we'll run. If one doesn't work, we'll go to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, we'll be as balanced as we can be. And again, defensively, our goal is to find the football, get to the football, and don't be the last guy there.
Coach Whitley of the Oscoda Owls. You can hear the Oscoda Owls all postseason long on 103.3 and 94.9 Hits FM. Coach, I really appreciate your time. Good luck, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thanks very much, and thanks for having us on. And as always, it's a great day to be an Owl.